Australians, it's time to come together to celebrate meaningless things to keep the good times alive. This is the Dan and Mass Show.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh, oh,
oh. Happy Friday, Australia! The moment finally here, a very special edition of the Dan and Mass Show, because we are not only broadcasting live from Bondi. If you're in the area, come down and say hello. We're at Ravisi's, literally opposite the crystal clear waters of Bondi Beach.
Well, it's hard to see the waters of Bondi Beach because there's something in the way.
Yeah,
it's my biceps.
It's not Jules Lund.
Classic Jules Lund humour. Who gave him a Jules microphone? It's our old mate, Pamela Vanderson.
It is our show car. She is here and she is stunning.
Today's the big day. Today's the day that she begins her journey all around Australia.
Can I just say...
Jules Lund, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks for coming down, Julesy.
In true Dan and Maz style, I was expecting that to be a little bit crap.
And a ringing endorsement.
That is unbelievable. If you haven't
seen... Cool?
The van yet. The Pamela Vanderson, get online right now. It is epic.
Hey, Jules, would you say it's Lundworthy?
Oh, it's Lundiful.
Big show this afternoon, guys.
Jules Lund is here.
Jules Lund's here. Yeah, Hanson on the show this afternoon.
Should have renamed him Vanson.
We should have.
Oh.
Bugger.
Next time we get a show car.
Hoppo from Bondi Rescue, he's going to pop in as well. Plus, The Wiggles have got a very special surprise for us on the show this afternoon that they're put together for our show car, Pamela Vanderson. But look, it is a Friday still, which means we've got to do this.
Friday Frothies.
Obviously, we are frothing on Pam Van.
How could you not?
Can I do
a quick public service announcement, though?
Yeah, sure.
A lot of people have been ringing Ravisi's today saying, is it true that Pamela Anderson is coming down
to visit the pub?
And... We can't confirm or deny.
You know what? She might. She's a fan of the show.
Who knows? She's a jet setter.
But, yeah, whether she does or she doesn't, we're here to launch Pamela Vanderson.
Exactly.
We are frothing on her.
But I'm frothing over that one.
Shut up. Have you seen Pamela Anderson, the real Pamela Anderson, lately?
No, she looks
more rough than that combi. More people have ridden her than the actual Vanderson itself.
All right, give us a call, 131060, your Friday frothies. Dan and Maz, we are driving home, doing the show from Bondi this afternoon. Look, if you're in Sydney, if you're in the area, come down and say hello to the show. We're doing it from the VCs as we launch Pamela Vanderson. But look, it's still a Friday, which means we've still got to do this.
Friday frothies.
Jules Lund with us. Thanks for popping down, Julesy.
Can you guys just talk like you meant to talk in Bondi?
Sorry, brah.
Guys, this is my hood now.
What MCs, Julesy?
Yeah, isn't it a Dorbs?
Totes.
Totes, Dorbs, mate.
Yeah. Hashtag YOLO, guys, because I'm hanging out in my new hood, Bondi, and I got my friends here, Dan and Maz, and this is a comedy.
Okay, I got to stop this. I'm so sorry.
It's really annoying.
It's a little annoying, mate.
Hey, Jules, what are you frothing on?
Oh, I'm frothing not only on this new hood, but the City to Surf on Sunday. So basically, for those who don't know, it is a fun run, 14K, and it ends up here in Bondi. And there's about, it's one of the biggest It's like 80,000.
I think it's the biggest in Australia.
No, I think it's one of the biggest in the world.
In the universe.
Will you just be sitting on your balcony cheering everyone on?
No,
or?
I'm going to be up the front for the first half and then back for the second half.
So you're go actually hard running. And then go
Mate,
home.
It happened to Dr. Wow. Chris Brown. We were chatting to him yesterday.
Didn't he pass out last year?
He passed out halfway.
Have you trained, mate? How's the training been? You prepared or what?
Epic, man. No, I have been running.
Bondi really has gotten to you, hasn't it?
No, I've been frothing over just this environment. To have you guys here is just wonderful. It's really just means so much to me.
Oh,
I'm frothing.
Let's get some frothers on. MC, who we got?
All right, Tony has called us on 131060. Tony, what are you frothing on, buddy?
Well, it's actually my 9-year-old daughter's frothing at the fact that I've been away from work for 3 weeks and I'm at home.
Hashtag family.
Exactly.
That's nice. Right. Good.
Sam, dad's back.
Sam's called us as well. Sam, what are you frothing on?
I'm frothing on my hen's night tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Watch out.
Have fun, be safe.
Whereabouts are you going to be on the hen's night?
We're going to be down on the Gold Coast.
Oh, watch out.
Gold Coast.
That was a community service announcement for the Gold Coast.
I think Pam Van's going there next.
Well, there you go.
So get in contact because we can help you out with that.
All right. Josh has called us for Friday Frothies. What are you frothing on, Joshy?
Oh, besides profit on the Mr. Big Show himself here.
Josh calls himself Mr. Big Show.
Mr. Big Show.
It's me again. Hello, guys. Do you remember me?
No, you're going to have to explain, mate. Short memories.
It's me, the guy who called MC out for the Big Show.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. Don't remember it at all. Never happened. Never call the show again, Josh.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, we didn't remember you.
Oh, God.
No, can we ban this number and never let it call again?
I'm Frothy Joshy.
Josh, other than being a legend, what are you frothing on?
I'm frothing on free pizza tonight because I'm going out with my it's my friend's birthday. I'm going out with him tonight. I don't even like the friend. I just want the free pizza.
All right, let's just
go. I'm frothing over that one.
Just record your radio demo elsewhere, mate.
Nice one.
Hey, guys, have you ever noticed, like, pizza?
Julesy, thank you for coming down, mate. Good luck.
Fantastic.
City to Surf on Sunday. And
good
obviously,
luck.
If you're in Sydney, catch Julesy on Today FM Breakfast Monday morning from 6 o'clock.
Thank you so much, guys. And enjoy. And as I said, have a look at this Pamela Vanderson online. It is epic. It's brilliant.
Well, come down and see it now.
Yeah, we are out the front of Ravisi's in Bondi.
It's a long drive from Perth.
You're going to get mobbed by Lunsters.
You will.
Danny Maz.
Gonna get a show car.
Show car. Beep, beep. Doing the show from Bondi this afternoon in Sydney at Ravisi's because today is the day we launch Pamela Vanderson, our show combi.
Anyone can come down right now and see Pamela Vanderson. She's right there. In fact, I just saw the Sydney and Bondi double-decker tourist bus.
Oh, suddenly, the hop-on, hop-off bus.
It just came straight past. Obviously, they know that Pamela Vanderson's right
obviously.
Here. All the tourists want to have a look.
Harbour Bridge, Opera House, Pamela Vanderson.
What a great Makes photo sense. Opportunity for visitors.
Yeah, so come on down. Get a photo with her. It'll be the first time you see her, and today, Maz, was the first time we saw her.
This is the thing, I don't understand how everybody has kept her a secret from us, but she was unveiled to us today, and it was pretty epic when that happened.
All right, guys, the moment has arrived. We are here, literally on Bondi Beach, just out the front of Ravisi's, where we are doing the show this afternoon, and we are about to lay eyes on Pamela Vanderson for the very first time.
I'm so excited.
It's very appropriate that Australia's most famous beach-themed van is being launched on Australia's most famous beach.
Naturally.
100%.
That makes sense.
Absolutely. I cannot wait any longer. Can we just have a look?
No, I'd rather describe the scenery. Look, you've got the cliffs over there, the
sunsetting,
rolling waves.
Here we go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
There's hashtag Dan and Maz, some palm trees, Pamela.
Oh my gosh.
On the side of her, we've got the beach, we've got a palm tree.
Definitely lovely photo of myself.
Yeah.
And I see your head photoshopped on David Hasselhoff's body.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure that's...
What makes you think it's photoshopped?
That must have been what those topless photo shoots were for. I thought that was dodgy, but apparently it was for work. Let's take a walk around the front of the car.
Let's take a walk around the front. Oh, look at the eyes. She's got eyelashes.
She's so cute.
Note the number plates as well, Dan. Deformer 4 because we couldn't get Dan and Maz, unfortunately.
We got the Deformer 4s. Yeah. That's all right.
Let's jump inside.
And she's got animal print stuff.
Oh, that was Maz's idea.
Oh, I can't get in the car.
So we've got cow seat covers in
look
the front.
That,
we've got leopard in the back and zebra in right at the back.
I've gone straight to the back. See that? I might try and see.
So we've got cow, leopard and zebra.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Hey, guys, look, I'm sitting behind a steering wheel.
Do you want to do the horn?
Here we go. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, you maybe have to turn the car on.
Oh, no.
I broke it.
No, you've got to turn the car.
I broke the power van.
The horn doesn't work unless the car's on.
You've got to turn the car on?
I broke him. Here we go.
You don't have to count down. It's just a horn.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Oh, it's so good.
Not going to get annoying at all. Definitely not going to get annoying. All right. Okay. All right. Enough with the horn thing.
I'm going to do this
for
another 10 minutes.
No, sorry. That'll be
don't
enough.
Do that anymore.
Not annoying at all.
Have you heard a more beautiful sound ever in your life?
Never.
No, it's
pretty
good.
It's like an angel's choir in the bonnet of a car.
You're now on a ban from the front seat.
If you are in Sydney and
according
you want
to... According to the police. Yeah.
You want to meet Pamela Vanderson and you're in Sydney, come see her. She's parked opposite the beach... Ravisi's on Campbell Parade. If you're not in Sydney, though, that's fine. all the photos on our Facebook page. Search Dan and Maz, remembering that Sydney is just the first stop on a long journey where she could be taking you for a spin. This is the whole idea. If you need a lift somewhere, if you've got an event on, all you need to do is register at danandmaz.com, check the dates, check the locations. She could be picking you up. It begins tonight. Like, we're taking some people to a Hanson concert.
We taking people from their home to see Hanson.
Yeah, so register danandmaz.com. Look, there are going to be a lot of people coming and going, but don't worry. She'll smell amazing the whole time because chock full of Ambipur car air fresheners. She already smells A+.
How good does she smell?
Amazing.
Smells pretty damn good. Yum. They eliminate odours and they freshen the air. It's Dan and Maz driving you home from Bondi.
Good thing about being in a pub is that we're all over 18. How much do kids suck?
What?
Under 18, so annoying. Oh.
What are you talking about?
Apologies to those. I've got a good
past.
Pub story. Okay. Kids can be annoying, can't they?
Okay, so
they
can
be annoying.
So can adults.
Yeah, but kids can be too.
So can particular adults called Denver.
Yeah, whatever. Kids can be annoying. Okay. This is a great story of a guy who got revenge on an annoying kid. This is obviously, I got this from Reddit, so he's from overseas.
It's true.
It's at a Burger King. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is in line at Burger King, and at the back of the line, he can hear this kid going, "I want an apple pie! I want an apple pie!" And he's like, "Oh,
just a real sweetheart."
Kid is annoying me so much.
Bundle of joy.
So this legend, this is a true story. He got to the front of the line before the kid, obviously, and he said to the counter people at Burger King, "I want to buy every single apple pie that you have in the Burger King." He bought 27 apple pies, and when the kid got to the front, he was like, "Where's my apple pie?" And they're like, "Sorry, we're sold out." That guy bought them all, and he just took a bite and walked on out. What a legend. How good is that?
Wow. That is so... That's like ruining it for the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, when you put it that way, it is quite a... He's more of a villain then.
What he's done.
Yeah, legendary, I'm not sure. But totally ruined it for that kid.
But this is... I mean, maybe you're not a villain. Maybe it happened accidentally.
Well, that's the thing. This was definitely... He planned to do this. This was definitely malicious.
This is malicious.
There was intent.
Maybe, for example, as an adult, you went on a jumping castle and it broke.
Forgot to take your shoes off. Pop.
And then none of the kids could use the jumping castle.
So ruin it for the kids.
That's kind of wrecking it for the kids.
If it's happened to you, if you've ruined something for a bunch of kids or just one kid, just a real sad
and
kid.
Preferably accidentally. Like,
not,
we don't want to encourage people to just be mean to kids.
Don't go out and be mean to a kid now just for a story
that's
to come up with.
That is not what we're encouraging.
Kind of regretting starting this segment, actually. This guy I've been carried away on the pub wave.
This guy in Burger King orders every single apple pie. So annoying child up the back doesn't get any.
I like to think that he did eat them all in front of the kid, though.
I hope so. When have you ruined it for the kids? Give us a call, 131060. It's Dan and Maz. We're doing the show from Ravisi's in Bondi as we launch our show car, Pamela Vanderson.
I'm going to say, let's get a round of applause for kids. How good are kids? Yeah.
The best.
Well played, Dandabu.
Can't help but feel like I alienated an entire under-18-year-old market just earlier.
That was the greatest backpedal I've ever seen
kids,
in my life.
Kids, you are great. You make this world go round with your cheap labour.
They are the future.
Whoa.
Wow. I'm backpedaling again.
And we laugh for it.
I got to say, though, it is a pretty funny story. What about we say this? How bad are annoying kids?
This guy has done an epic
troll of an annoying kid, really. He was in the line at Burger King. He heard an annoying kid at the back going, "I want an apple pie! I want an apple pie!" And
sorry,
so it was Cartman for some reason, yeah.
Accurate representation.
So the guy decided to buy every apple pie at the Burger King.
Just to spite the child.
So he couldn't have one.
That was on purpose. He did it on purpose. But have you ruined it for a kid or a bunch of kids?
Accidentally. Like, you didn't mean to, but something happened, something went wrong, and then all of a sudden the kids missed out on all the funsies.
Natalie on 131060, when did you ruin it for the kids?
It wasn't actually ruining it for somebody. They actually ruined it for me.
Oh, no, you're a victim.
Oh, it's the opposite.
Are you okay, mate? Do you need a hug?
I think I do, yes. I was about 4 or 5, and I was at the pier with my mum, and this guy was on the boat ramp, and my mum had her back turned to me. So I'm pulling faces at this guy, being a good, smart aleck that I was at 4 or 5.
Yep.
And he rolls down his window, stares right at me, and goes, "Well, I'm going to Macca's and you're not coming."
babe.
Adults, legends.
Dear. You do that when you're a kid, though, don't you? When you think you can get away with it.
Yeah.
Mum's back's turned and you're just pulling faces at a stranger.
But when you're an adult, it's like, I can have treats
anytime.
Exactly.
Go to bed whenever I feel like, eat whatever I want. All right, Amanda on 131060.
When have you ruined it for the kids?
It wasn't me. It was my ex-partner. He used to deliver cake for kids' birthday parties.
Oh, cool.
Had a four-tier birthday cake in the back of the van. Bunny hopped in a set of traffic lights, stalled the car. By the time he got there, the four-tier cake was destroyed.
Oh. Oh, no. And that was a very unhappy kid that was having his or her birthday party.
Yeah, the parents weren't overly impressed either. Oh,
to be honest, no. Though, like, what kind of a kid wants a four-tier birthday cake? It's not a wedding.
A very That's rich... True. Kids.
That's that's the parents. That's the parents going, we want a four-tier cake for Junior's birthday.
And do you know what? You're going to be that parent one day.
Yeah. No, but when I was a kid, all I wanted was just a Viennetta. They got another kid a Viennetta.
Viennetta.
There you go. Yummo.
Driving you home, it's the Dan and Maz Show, a very special Dan and Maz Show this afternoon. For whatever reason, the boss has let us out into the wild. And we're doing the show from Bondi, from Ravisi's, to
That's
be correct.
Right.
Because today's the day we... It's an exciting day, but also a sad day because we bid farewell to our show car, our combi, Pamela Anderson.
She goes off on
but
her
it's
journey.
Exciting. It's like she's grown her wings and we're letting her fly.
What do they say? Every journey starts with a roll. The first roll.
No, that's absolutely.
Well, she can't take a step.
No, that's every sushi. That's every sushi starts with a roll.
Bugger.
If you're in the area, though, come down and say hello. She's literally parked on the corner out the front of Ravisi's down here at Bondi.
Man, can I say she's a bit of a selfie magnet?
I love
her.
Yeah,
everyone loves
her.
See the photos if you can't get here, or you're not in Sydney, because a lot of people obviously aren't. Jump online, all the photos on our Facebook page. Just search Dan and Maz.
Two people that are in Sydney who are visiting from America. Dan and Ethan are with us. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Yeah, we're really good. So are you guys on summer vacation here?
Yes.
How long have you been in Australia for?
5 days or 2 days.
Oh, 2 days.
Five or
it
2 days.
Like five
or 2 days.
Well, you're in a pretty good spot. Now, you've had a look at Pamela Anderson. What do you think of our combi?
Well, I'm used to Bentleys, but this is pretty cool.
Oh, so look at that. Used to Bentleys. Only drives
this guy,
Bentleys.
Right? This
what
guy.
Sort of cars do you see? Because you're from LA, right?
Yeah.
All the
There'd
celebrities.
There'd be some sweet cars getting around LA.
Yeah, the Rolls Royces, the BMWs, the Mercedes, and the Bentleys.
I believe that you've seen Kim Kardashian's car and Justin Bieber's car.
No, just Jaden Smith's car.
Just Jaden Smith.
Oh, okay.
I've seen
just
Kim Kardashian's car. And
I've also seen Howie Mandel.
And are those cars as sexy as our very own Pamela Anderson?
No, your Pamela Anderson is way better than
yes!
that.
Yes!
You guys can stay. Thank you for being on the show.
Can I ask, just before you go, is the sexiest part of it the picture of me on the side there?
No, the sexiest part of it is me.
Oh, okay.
Standing next to the car.
Exactly.
Sorry, Dan.
Classic America.
If you want to come down and say hello, you can. We're doing the show from Ravisi's on Bondi Beach to take a look at Pamela Anderson. And if you need a lift over the next couple of weeks, jump online, register, danandmaz.com. It's the Dan and Maz Show, doing the show today from Ravisi's on Bondi. And considering that, you know, we've brought the show to the wild, we're in foreign territory, it's only fair that we get one of the locals on the show this afternoon.
We have got one of the locals. We've got Hoppo from Bondi Rescue. Hey, Hoppo.
Hey, guys. How
Hello.
Are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Good. What do you think of our Pamela Anderson over there?
It looks fantastic, the old V-dub. It's like the shag and wagon back in the 70s growing up down at Bondi.
Obviously, it is themed around Pamela Anderson. You can see the pictures on the side there. That's my actual torso.
No, it's not.
Maz has got a stunt double
there. Whatsoever.
No, it is your head. For everyone that doesn't know, Dan's face has been photoshopped into David Hasselhoff's body.
But you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell, could you?
I couldn't tell.
Come on.
The Hoff was down the tower last year, so I couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, there
you
go. Oh, yeah. Dan, it's just Hasselhoff.
Honestly,
don't worry about it, Dave.
The Hoff could eat you for breakfast, dude. Like, obviously, he's a big unit.
When you decided to become a lifeguard, was Baywatch a real big reason in that decision?
Oh, not the time, because I didn't know the show was coming along. But obviously growing
don't
up...
Don't age yourself too much.
Had, Baywatch was obviously a watch show by me back in the day.
Yeah. Okay, but...
Was it your inspiration?
It was. The Hoff actually came down and he handed it over to me. He said, "Now you take the banner and run with it."
You're the Australian David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, that's it.
Have you saved any lives today, Hoppo?
No, it was quiet today. There was a couple of close calls, but no lives.
That's a good day. That's a good day, isn't it?
It's a very good day.
We actually were speaking to some Americans just before you got here.
Americans.
Well, this is the thing, is that, I mean, I assume it's the tourists who go out and try to have a paddle around, and on days like this when it's stormy. Well, it's not stormy today, but it's colder.
It's because it's winter, mate.
Yeah, I'm saying people getting trapped out. It's cold. They get chilly out there.
I
didn't think Australia would be like this. They're cold out there, but you've got to go out there in the cold. It's tough, isn't it?
It is tough. It is tough. But
I'm really trying to talk about the beach with you. Cheers, mate. I think maybe the picture on the van has fooled you. I've never held one of those miniature surfboard things, like those kickboards like used in swimming class. I haven't held one of them since I was 14. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's, well, I'm glad you haven't been in the water, because it's about 16, so you'll have no... Okay. It'll be very, very small down below.
Absolutely. Hey, Hopper, what sort of cars do you guys get around in on the beach, like on your patrols and stuff? Don't you have like an army of... vehicles in the surf life saving clubs?
Yeah, we do. We've got an FJ Cruiser.
That's
not bad to drive around with those Toyotas.
It's like a ute.
A couple of utes.
On the sand?
Yep.
Yeah. How do you know that, MC? How do you know what an FJ Cruiser is?
Because I'm a male, mate. It's a car.
Can I ask, do you have an amphibious vehicle, like a hovercraft?
Oh, that goes from the land to the ocean.
How do you get from the land to the water?
They run in.
We run in with
the jet skis. We go in, but yeah. With 40,000 people on the beach, we'd be plenty killed if we drove the hovercraft
yeah,
around.
Don't do that.
You'd probably make more trouble than you solve.
Is there a Bondi Rescue hovercraft that we haven't heard about before?
There's not, but I might invest in one.
Yeah, quiet days like today.
Can I just say, if we can get a show car and Dan doesn't have a license, you guys can get a hovercraft.
Hoppo, do you have a helicopter? Do you jump from the helicopter into the water?
Do you mean personally, like at his house, or just like?
How many series of the show have they done? He's probably going to afford one.
Yeah, you must forget, I'm actually a lifeguard.
Oh. In my head, you're a superhero, mate. You're Batman. You're the Batman of the water.
Not Felix Baumgartner.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man, I can't believe I'm meeting Water Batman. This is the best day of my life. Hoppo, have you ever killed someone? No, don't answer. Don't answer. This is going live to Australia. He's winking. He saves lives. It's time to shut Dan up and say
big thank you to Hoppo for coming. No. Mate, thank you so much for coming down.
Can you travel through time? Only forwards. Okay, all right.
Thank you so much for coming down. We appreciate it, mate. Now you can just go out and take a look. And if you've got nothing on this weekend, if you like a lift, you can register at danamaz.com to jump in the back of Pamela Vanderson if you're up for it.
Yeah, I'll check that out, the back.
Yeah.
Good.
You can drive off in the FJ Holden or whatever it was. Great. Dan and Maz.
Driving you home, it's the Dan and Maz Show. We are live from Ravisi's in Byron Bay.
Hey, Hoppo.
Byron Bay?
Bondi Beach. What are you?
This water in Bondi, it's damn good.
Hoppo, have you ever punched a shark in the face?
Stop, Dan. Leave Hoppo alone. Oh, he's blushing. Goodness me.
Gonna get a show car.
Of course we are here.
Yeah, Byron Bay's looking good this afternoon.
No, we're at Bondi.
Okay, I'm excited.
We'll edit this out. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, we are live from Bondi this afternoon from Ravisi's. Whatever, it's fine, guys.
We're having
a great time.
We're here, obviously, to launch our show car, Pamela Vanderson. She looks amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you cannot get down to Ravisi's in Bondi to hang out with us and see her, go to the Dan and Maz Facebook page, because you can see her in all of her glory. And she makes her maiden voyage tonight after the show.
Yes, so where's she headed?
So at 6 p.m, we are departing here.
Yes.
And we're going to pick up some girls, and we're taking them to see the Hanson gig at the Enmore Theatre
in Newtown
in Sydney tonight. That is her first stop. Mm. First stop Hanson gig. Not so bad.
If you are actually in the Bondi area and you need to get to the Hanson gig,
come down.
Come here.
Because
we're leaving at 6.
Get in.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a great
idea. We've got two seats.
So we can carpool.
Hoppo's just taken one. So you have to sit next to Hoppo.
He just needs a ride to the end of the street. Yeah. It's all good.
I'm in the van too, Hoppo. Okay, the seat's free. All right.
Jump online and register if you want a lift. Next stop is Brizzy. She's heading around the country. All the dates, the locations, danamaz.com.
Yeah, so Tina registered at danamaz.com. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good, babe. How are you?
So excited.
Okay, well, what's on for the weekend? What do you need a hand with?
I'm having a 40th birthday party in Surry Hills.
Oh, wow. The naughty 40.
Yeah, wow. No. It's the fabulous 40, Charles.
Oh, fabulous 40.
Fabulous 40. Right.
Not naughty
I love
anymore.
That.
Okay. Okay. With dignity.
So is this lift for you, or is it for your girlfriends, your gal pals? Who's it for?
So it's hubby and I and our best friend. So we're staying at a hotel in Fox Point. Yeah. And, so we just...
All in the same room. What kind of a party is this? What are you up to?
Well, that is naughty they morning. Have an adjoining door.
Okay. Who knows? Well, knock.
Well requested, Tina. Well, look, we're going to lock you into the schedule.
Fantastic. And
how
so
does that
do you reckon
sound?
They could pick us up and bring us back at midnight as well? Or is that okay.
Well, you know what? This is an off-air conversation.
Producer Leon, if you work that out.
But have a really, really awesome birthday weekend, hun. Happy birthday
Thanks
from
so
all
much.
Of us.
All right, so far this weekend we now have 40th birthday locked in. We've got a girl shopping trip. We've got
away.
City to surf, and we're picking up some kids and taking them to the skate park.
Sweat park.
What I was going to say. Oh, yeah, good one. Get that bloke off the radio. Can't speak the English. What I was going to say is a couple of kids that have been at a skate park. Look, it's hot. It's physical. Could be a little sweaty. Could be
It'll
a little
be,
stinky.
And they're teenagers. They'll be gross.
Headed. That could be. But
they're the worst.
If you are getting in our combi after the kids have been at the sweat park.
Skate park.
It's okay. No, I meant to do that one, Mazzy. Combi will smell awesome, though, because she's chock full of Ambipur car air fresheners. Because we do not give odours a ride. Breathe happy. Register danamaz.com if you need a lift. As we get ready to say goodbye to our show car, our combi van, Pamela Vanderson. First stop, Sydney. Next stop, most of Australia.
Well, it's not goodbye. It's until.
That's
until
true.
We're reunited with her.
Well, anyone can be united with her. They've just got to, you know, get on danamaz.com and get inside it.
That
Already a few trips have been booked in. We've got a shopping trip. We've got a 40th birthday party. We've got a couple of people that are going to be doing the city to surf here in Sydney. But don't worry. She won't smell. That's a guarantee. I mean, it'll smell, but it will smell amazing.
She'll smell brilliant.
We've been in there before, and the Ambipur car air freshener's working.
It's like being in a bed of roses
there
on wheels.
Go. Because Ambipur car air fresheners eliminate odours and they freshen the air.
It is super, super good. Mm-hmm. So, guys, did you learn anything this week?
If you did 131060, we do it every Friday.
Yeah, this is a great segment. This week I learned. This one comes from Brooke on our Facebook page, who said that this week she learnt that buffalo wings are actually chicken and not actually buffalo.
Oh, Maz is learning too.
No, I'm learning how to read.
No, buffalo and buffalo wings.
I know, isn't that really
chicken.
Sad? Mm. When they kill the buffaloes, they throw the wings away, apparently.
Yeah.
So
that's not
heartbreaking.
That's
just wasteful.
Terrible.
So give us
Eat
a call
all the buffalo, guys.
With what you've learned on 131060. Here are just some of the things we learnt last week.
Julia, hello.
Hello.
What did you learn this week?
I learned that the blackhead cleanser is not only for people that have black hair.
Wow.
Yeah. It doesn't even go on your hair,
it goes
Julia.
On your face.
Mm. I know.
Oh, okay.
I learned that an air hockey table because air comes out of it.
What? Why did you think previously it was called an air hockey table?
I don't know.
But think about it, Kim. Think about it. Ice hockey, what's that played on?
Well, I didn't think about that either.
Oh, Kim.
I learned that people from Germany speak German and not Germish. Because you know how, like, we speak English and then Spanish and... I thought they spoke
Germanish. Can I ask, Brie, how did you find this out?
I actually work in a bank and someone came in to order German money and I was just talking to them. I was like, oh, so can you speak Germanish? And they're like, what?
Yes, we love
it's
you.
The best.
Yeah, it's one of our favourite things we do all week here at the Dan and Maz Show. Okay, Jodie on 131060, what have you learnt this week?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jodes.
I learnt that an hourglass is actually a timer and not something cool with sand in it.
So you, it actually serves a purpose. It's not just like a sand waterfall.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. And after the body shake, you know, an hourglass.
Oh, Jodie.
Glad you finally learnt.
Wow. Yeah.
That's what an hourglass. You know what, though? In all honesty, in this day and age of digital clocks and what have you, that doesn't surprise me.
No one uses them anymore other than for decorative pieces.
Yeah.
That's true. Or reruns on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, of course.
There's an hourglass in there.
They do come in board games sometimes.
Oh,
I thought
okay,
I'd just
good.
Do a shout out to my board game crew.
Trivial Pursuit? No.
No, that's not got a time.
Okay, let's bring it back in from that hourglass.
Like a Pictionary.
Pictionary. Okay. Good spotting,
that's
Dan.
That's enough hourglass chat on the Dan Show.
The hourglass has run out.
131060, what have you learned this week that isn't hourglass related?
I learned that a caterpillar turns into a butterfly.
Oh, cool.
Wow, you didn't know that.
What did you think?
No, I was reading The Hungry Caterpillar.
Oh, wow. How old are you?
I'm 21.
21, picked up a difficult book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
No, good on you. That's educational.
Where did you think they came from previously to reading this book?
I didn't think about it.
Mate, butterfly
you wouldn't
eggs.
Think that they were related. You just think that they were two different animals.
Yeah, exactly.
Two different species.
Like the caterpillar just dies and the butterfly is just off on its own journey.
Why not?
I guess. They're a bit weird.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca.
Hey, I'm proud of you for learning
it's
that.
Good that. It's good that you found out from a picture book, though.
That's true.
I'm glad that you learned that
adult.
At 21.
Yeah. All right. Rebecca, what have you learned this week?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Well, it's actually not me. It's my friend. She only recently found out about word count. On the computer, like on Microsoft Word. Before that, she would sit there and count all her 2,000, 3,000 word essays.
Oh,
yes. Are you kidding me?
No joke.
That is so good. So what did she say to you? Like, how annoying is it when you got like a 2,000 word essay?
And you have to count every word.
She called me up and she said, did you know there's such thing called word count? I'm like, of course. Some guy in the computer lab just tapped me on the shoulder when I was counting my essay.
Oh my God. I tell you what, that guy is a saint for putting your friend out of her misery.
No. Oh, did he let her just count to the end? Just like, and you know what you should have done?
That would be fun if she did, if he did.
All right.
Thanks for your call, babe.
I think
we've
got time
one.
For one more lesson. Hayley's called us on 131060. What did you learn this week?
Hi, guys. This is really embarrassing. I'm not proud, but I only just found out that Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't the guy that walked on the moon.
Whoa. So you thought...
Oh, gosh.
Get back to the Land Rover.
Yeah, you thought...
Get back to the space shuttle.
You thought Arnie was Neil Armstrong.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
sitting in my car right now with my watery eyes of embarrassment.
Oh,
you
wow.
watched the Terminator going and he walked on the moon as well.
Hey, I'm going to blow your mind, but it was Buzz Aldrin, not Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah,
babe.
That's another good one.
Driving you home, it's the Dan and Maz Show.
Yeah.
Doing a show from Bondi this afternoon. We are at Ravisi's, our show car park just near us, Pamela Vanderson. She begins her journey around Australia today. If you're in Sydney, come down, say hello. If you're not, that's fine. Check out all the photos on the Facebook page. She looks glorious. Now, a bunch of lifts have already been locked in because that's the aim of the game with Pamela Vanderson. As we make our way around Australia, just giving people free rides. Check out the full schedule where she's going to be at danamaz.com. But lift number one, it's organised.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Pamela Vanderson is already famous because... Taylor Isaac and Zach Hanson from the actual band Hanson had already heard about Pamela Vanderson.
This is what happened.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in. And I believe that tonight at your gig, there's going to be a special guest. Her name is Pamela Vanderson.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Tell us about this Pamela Vanderson. Yes.
Well, she's our show car. We decided as a family unit we needed to have a car to get us around Australia.
Obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
And so our listeners can register online and we can pick them up from the house and take them wherever they want. So, like, if they've got a sporting match on the weekend or a wedding or whatever.
Or a Hanson concert.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And tonight... one of our lovely listeners was like, I want to ride to the Hanson gig. And we were like, okay, totally.
Sounds great.
So who's driving?
Not me.
Yeah, actually, we've got a guy called Tommy, and he's a pretty fearsome looking guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to mess with Tommy.
He's got like a beard out to here. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Let me say that I have a love for vans. I actually used to drive a van.
Really?
It was called Guard.
Guard?
Yeah.
But you have to say it like, Guard.
Guard. Guard. The name came from watching a Spanish version overdubbed of Leave It to Beaver. Instead of saying Guard, it'd be like Guard. Guard. And so it became Guard, and it was great. Had a lot of good times. There was a bed in the back. There was shag carpet and
subwoofers.
Subwoofers and
lighting. Wow.
You know, they had the fluorescent lights underneath. It was ground effect. Awesome.
We've got similar. We've got neon lights inside.
We do.
What else have we got?
We've got animal print
seat covers.
Lego Dan and a little Lego Maz to sit on the dashboard.
The van sounds amazing. So you guys, it's coming to the show tonight. This has just begun, right?
Yeah, this is the launch.
Launch day. Wow.
And what are you guys doing after the gig? Do you need to get somewhere?
Do you need a ride somewhere?
Probably need to go.
I would like
a
ride back to the hotel, but I think that Pamela Vanderson might be a little too conspicuous.
Oh, really?
Oh, now that you've said it.
Here I am in Pamela Vanderson.
Hello!
She is designed to stand out. Like, when we actually designed it, we're like, how can we make this vehicle stand out as much as possible?
The opposite of your security detail is looks Pamela Vanderson.
It looks like a beach on wheels, essentially, is what she looks like.
I'm not worried about people following me. No. I'm worried about the association.
Oh, really?
This show.
It's bad enough being on the show.
Yeah.
Bit of a handsome burn there, actually.
That hurt
in there.
A little.
They're all right.
They're okay.
They're fantastic. Yeah. And the rest of our interview with them, you'll hear on Monday show.
Now, as soon as we finish today at 6 o'clock at Ravisi's in Bondi, we are heading to the Hanson gig. We're picking some girls up along the way, but there are still two available seats in Pamela Vanderson. So if you need a lift, if you're headed to the Hanson gig at the Enmore in Newtown, come down and say hello because we could be giving you a ride. Today is the big day that we say goodbye to our little baby, our show car, Pamela Vanderson. She begins her journey around Australia today. We are doing the Dan and Maz show live from Ravisi's on Bondi.
Guys, thank you so much to everyone who's been tweeting and giving us support, getting excited about this, everyone who's helped along the way. Guys, it's a really exciting moment. You're here for the launch of Pamela Vanderson. But this is possibly the most exciting moment of the launch.
And we've already had Hanson on the show.
And we've already had Hanson on the show.
And Hoppo was here. Dan's boyfriend was on the show earlier on.
I know, you guys are besties,
Jules Lund.
Him as well.
Jules Lund was here.
Jules said not to tell anyone about that. Just kidding.
No, this is a really huge moment. Please make him feel welcome. It's Lockie from The Wiggles. Hey, Lockie.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Very good. Congratulations on Pamela Vanderson.
Yeah!
Lockie, thank you so much for joining the show. We know that you guys are touring around Australia. We're going to get to all of that in a sec, but I believe that you guys have done something extremely special. It's a world first for the launch of Pamela Vanderson.
Absolutely. We wrote a song for you this morning. We didn't write a song for you this morning. The song was already written probably about 20 years ago when the Wiggles bought out the Big Red Car album. But we put together a bit. It's no bop, but it's pretty good.
So you've rewritten a Wiggle song for the launch of Pamela Vanderson.
Yes, I sat down. We all sat down. I looked at the details of the car and what the viewers had put on the car, and I think we encapsulated it pretty well, I think.
All right, we've got it here. We're going to have a listen. This could be the most amazing moment in the history of this show.
I'm actually, so excited about this.
This is a world premiere. This could be a future number one. Let's listen to it. The song that the Wiggles have recorded, especially for Pamela Vanderson.
Let's go for a ride in the Big Pam Van.
Toot, toot, chugga, chugga, Big Pam Van. Get a free lift with Maz and Dan. Toot, toot,
aruga.
Big Pam Van, we're gonna ride the whole day long. Toot, toot, chugga, chugga, National Drive. Look out for neon lights as they ride. Toot, toot,
aruga.
Pamela Van, around Australia's great big land. Maz and Dan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What do we think? That's amazing.
The crowd is going wild here at Bondi Beach.
Aruga.
Aruga.
That is amazing. Thank you so much.
Lockie, can I ask, which of the Wiggles does the aruga?
Aruga.
That was Simon's big music theater.
He's got a good aruga on him.
Oh, because if it was
is that what it sounds like? Does it sound anything like that? Or?
It sounds exactly like that.
It does sound, yeah. Oh, well, perfect. Let's get a key in the ignition. We'll get it up and running.
We'll get an aruga for you. But yeah, it's pretty spot on. You've done very well. That is so brilliant.
But
you guys
are taking the big red car around Australia as well.
Yes, we are. At the end of the year, we got our big tour. We'll be in the car just as much as you guys will be, travelling all around Australia. So I wish you guys luck. It's it's quite tricky being in a car for many hours, travelling across the land.
Oh, don't stress too much, Lockie, because we've actually got a guy called Tommy driving it around.
Yeah. We're safe and sound
in the studio.
We're not doing heavy lifting,
no, we've
about
just
that.
Got a chauffeur, but...
We've got he's actually oh no, it's fine. He's actually in the front of the van right now and he wants to give it a big aruga.
Can we hear the aruga, Tommy?
What do you think of that, Lockie?
Oh, it's a bit higher pitched than Simon, but I think that works.
Oh, that's
right.
True.
Oh, maybe you should have done it after all.
Hey, Lockie, we can't thank you enough. That's honestly made this launch so special. Thank you.
Oh, that's great, guys, and good luck for the trip.
And good luck on your trip as well. If you want to get tickets for the Wiggles' big show tour, it heads all around Australia, kicking off 15th of November in Hobart. Your tickets at tickettech.com.au. Lockie from the Wiggles, thank you so much for coming on the Dan and Maz show.
Thanks, guys.
It's Dan and Maz driving you home.
Toot, toot, chugga, chugga, big pan, pan. Around Australia's great big land. Maz and Dan Maz.
Something so special just happened.
Oh, my goodness. I think this is just a life-changing moment when the Wiggles rewrite one of their songs for your show car launch.
Beautiful. Yeah, you may be familiar with their classic Big Red Car. Take a listen to this.
Let's go for a ride in the big pan, pan. Toot, toot, chugga, chugga, big pan, pan. Get a free lift with Maz and Dan. Toot, toot, aruga. Big pan, pan, around Australia's great big land. Maz and Dan.
Aruga.
That's so the radio awesome edit. Yeah. There's a second verse.
There's
well
a full version.
If you want to hear the entire version of the Wiggles' Big Pan Van, you can. We've just tweeted that song. So head to Twitter. We are at Dan and Maz. Take a listen.
Yeah, dare I say ringtone.
Hello, there it is, right now.
Aruga. Oh, okay, all right. So the big red car.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pamela Anderson.
Get around in that.
Yes.
These are some pretty fun vehicles.
They're novelty cars. I'm going to put them in that category. Yeah. They're novelty cars. You see them, you want to get a photo with them.
131060, if right now you are driving, or even if you just own a novelty car, a fun vehicle, one of those awesome cars, when people see it go by, they go, oh, what a cool car. Because we do. She's right there.
That's
Pan
true. We're looking at her. Huh?
Yeah, she's cute.
Give us a call. 131060. I actually used to obviously not own.
I was going
to
say, you've never owned a car. You don't have a driver's license.
Sense,
there is
mate
a novelty fun car that was a part of my life.
Really?
So? It actually got me a bit embarrassed. Got me in a bit of trouble.
Really? They're awesome.
But yeah, that's. I'll tell that story next.
Okay.
But 131060, if you have a novelty car, a fun car, give us a call.
Just like our Pamela Anderson. Give us a call on 131060. And we are live from Bondi. Ravisi's, just outside of Ravisi's, is our show car, our combi, Pamela Anderson.
She's so pretty.
If you're in the area, come down, have a look. If you're not, that's fine. See the photos. They're on the Facebook page. Just search Dan and Maz. And we've established she's a bit of a novelty car.
She's totes a novelty car.
Yeah.
Dan, you were saying that there's been a novelty car in your past.
Well, I've got to say, my dad, Jim, isn't the kind of guy you'd imagine in a novelty car. He's very much a family sedan kind of man.
Okay.
But for a while there, Jim used to get around in the Cheesecake Shop van.
Ooh.
Can you imagine a big old van in Cheesecake Shop green with Cheesecake Shop on the side, the
yum,
friendly
yum
woman.
And did Jim take you to school in that car?
Yeah, so Jim would drop me off at school in the morning and all the kids go, yes, cakes.
No.
They're delivering cakes. And then I'd just get out and they
and
go,
then,
oh.
Is that why you got bullied or were there other reasons?
They preferred cake.
That's one of the minor reasons. Yeah.
Nah, it's all right.
All right, we're
not
asking.
Bullied because I was unique.
Man. Yeah, I know. And look at you now.
Look at me now.
You shining little star, you.
Asking on 131060, look, do you own a novelty car? Are you in a novelty car right now? Molly has called us. What's the novelty car that you own or have been in?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, I've been in a hot dog car.
Yes!
Now,
a hot dog car. That's awesome.
Was it shaped like a giant hot dog?
Molly's gone.
Oh.
Had to deliver some hot dogs.
It was.
That's fine.
When someone says I was in a hot dog car,
it wasn't a cheesecake van. It wasn't shaped like a giant cheesecake, was it, man? I was just painting a mental image.
Wow.
Just after clarification.
It's a real soft spot for
you. And now
I'll
never know.
It's a real soft spot for you, isn't it?
Michael has called us on 131060. Michael, you're not going to hang up 5 seconds into your story, are you, buddy?
No, I shouldn't do.
Good. All right.
Well,
awesome.
Please don't.
Love your confidence.
Novelty car, what do you got?
My car sparkles.
Sparkles.
But is it shaped like a giant hot dog?
No, it's a normal shape one. Wow. It does have a tramp stamp on the back side that says Sparkle, so...
Oh.
It sounds like me.
I'm imagining a car that is a giant disco ball.
Not quite. This one's black.
Okay.
Why a giant disco ball car would be illegal? Because it would dazzle oncoming motorists.
Yeah, probably a traffic hazard. All right, Amy on 13.10.60.
I want to get Molly back. Well, we can get Molly back.
We can work on that, but I'm sure Amy's novelty car is just as good. What have you got, Ames?
Am I not good enough?
No, we love you, Amy.
Oh,
wow.
In fact, Amy, you're our favourite.
Amy's, if your phone works for longer than 5 seconds, you're our favourite.
As someone in my area, it's not me, but they drive a Batmobile and dress up as Batman and, like, do birthday gigs and I'm not going to say
actual Batmobile.
Did you just lose faith in your own story?
I'm giving up already.
No, Amy, that's a great story.
On radio.
You are, yeah.
Amy, that's a great story. I love that Batman lives in your neighbourhood. That's really cool.
It is pretty cool. And my brother, who has Down syndrome, he loves Batman. And he went to, like, Make-A-Wish Foundation when he had cancer when he was younger. And so he went to Queensland. And I was going to get it for his 21st, but he kind of is over it now.
Oh. He grew out of it.
No, it was the thought that counts.
Okay, Dan, get excited.
Oh, we've got Molly back.
Molly has called us back. We've got her on the phone. Molly, who has the hot dog car?
Yeah, so Molly... Hey. The car is shaped like a giant hot dog, yes?
Yes, it is.
Yes! I knew it. I figured that out from the name.
Dan and Maz driving you home. We are currently inside of Pamela Vanderson, our
so
show
roomy.
Comic. Look, I feel like we need to thank Australia for helping us design, put together, get Pam Van on the road, because without you this couldn't happen. Today marks the beginning of an exciting and epic journey. First stop Sydney this weekend, then she heads all around Australia. If you want to check out the locations and if you need a lift anywhere, doesn't matter what kind of event it is, jump online and register at danamaz.com, because our first journey is about to begin.
Can we just take a moment and just have a big sniff?
Oh yeah, okay.
Oh, it's better than new car smell, isn't it?
It's really good.
It's better than new car smell in here.
Why does it smell so good, Dan?
Because of Ambipur.
Of course it is.
Absolutely. So good.
Ambipur car air fresheners all around Pam Van. They eliminate odours and freshen the air. So already, this weekend we're taking some girls to a shopping trip.
Yeah, we are.
We've got a 40th birthday party.
That'll be good.
We've got a couple of people that are running in the city to surf.
Legends.
And some kids heading to the skate park.
Legends.
Yeah, that's right.
And tonight, first voyage, we are taking some people to the Hanson concert.
All right, let's go.
Enmore.
See you later.
Well, Tommy.
Where are we off?
Well, Tommy is our driver. Hi, Tommy.
Sorry. Hey, guys.
Tommy. Now, you're responsible for everybody that gets in and
no
out
pressure,
of Pamela
mate.
Vanderson.
Yeah, no, I got it. I'm feeling good.
The biggest question I have, though, of all of the responsibility that you have over the next few weeks is can you change the settings on the neon lights in the roof?
Yeah, like I can do so much.
It's got a remote. It's got a remote.
Yeah,
control.
Rad.
Yeah, I can do whatever I want.
Oh, there's an app for that.
I can do whatever I want. I'm my
own
boss.
You are the man.
You're not your own boss. We're your boss.
Actually, no, we are the boss.
Okay. Come on.
And if you say that again, you're fired.
Okay. Yeah. Insubordination.
Great. Find a new driver team.
Oh, crap.
All right.
It's me.
If you're looking for a lift, jump online, register danamaz.com. Plus, that's where you can see all the photos, the videos, so you can get up close and personal with Pam Van. I want to say thank you to Hanson for coming on the show.
We are going to
be at the gig very soon at the Enmore. So if you're there, come and say hello.
We'd love to meet Pam Van.
More of that chat on Monday. You'll be able to hear it then. And guys, wow, what an honour. The Wiggles not only came on the show today, they also re-recorded their hit Big Red Car to sound like this.
Toot, toot, chugga, chugga, big Pam Van around Australia's great big land.
You can hear the entire version of Big Pam Van.
It's the greatest.
We have tweeted it.
I love it.
At Dan and Maz. All right. I feel like we need to
take our maiden voyage.
Combi van on a maiden voyage. Is everyone okay if we take Pamela Vanderson and hit the road?
Yeah.
See the videos, danamaz.com. Register if you want a lift. Thank you so much. It's Dan and Maz driving you home, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Okay. Love you.
Everything lights up. Makes you want to shout.
The Dan and Maz Show.
Get more 24/7 at danamaz.com.
Talk about happiness now.